Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, this is Jane Ralston, Woodward, Oklahoma, and I got some offers in the mail, and I have a reservation code.
Okay, what is that number?
2411-3501-0029-1181.
1181.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm showing a Randall Ralston?
Randall G. Ralston, Inc.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just pulling this up right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. And your name?
Jean, J-E-A-N Ralston.
Jean. It's Jean, not Jeannie.
Either one.
Oh, okay.
But it's legally Jean, J-E-A-N.
Oh, got it. Okay. I want to call you by the correct name.
Yeah, this is Danny. I'm from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, and is this the business line?
Yeah,
actually, it's my cell phone.
Okay. Perfect. And we have you listed at the 313 West 6th Street address in Fargo?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Oklahoma.
Perfect. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
We have a bunch of different needs.
Okay.
We have one, which is some unexpected medical expenses.
Okay. And was there an amount that you needed for that specifically?
You know, I don't know yet. I don't know how much we're going to incur on that.
Okay.
However, we're trying to get some financing so that we can possibly get a different vehicle for the corporation.
Okay. So you would like to get a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
a
what is the business?
Vehicle.
Okay. What does the business do exactly?
We do business consulting and a variety of things for oil companies, but we're basically business consultants for them.
Okay. Mainly for the oil industry or different industries?
If we put down oil industry, that will be a big no-no, won't it?
I would say it would limit some of the programs, but
okay.
Only...
Let's not then, because not only do we service the oil industry, if an attorney calls us,
uh-huh.
Or a mineral owner, we do work for other entities as well. We also auction firm. We also do record checks for the auction firms too. So
okay,
we don't want to limit it to the only.
We'll keep it general.
Okay.
Now, how long have you had the business?
We were incorporated in 1982, so 34 years incorporated. But we've been in business longer than that.
Okay, perfect. And then are you both owners on paper?
Yes.
Okay, is it 50-50 or is there a different percentage?
No, 50-50.
Okay, perfect. And in terms of the vehicle, what is your time frame for getting that?
Now,
okay. Do you have one picked out already?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Would you be getting it from a vendor or a private party?
From a dealership.
Okay, perfect. And do you know how much it may cost, the ballpark figure?
Yes, probably about $47,000.
Okay, perfect. So we can definitely take care of that. We have equipment financing terms from 2 to 5 years. So that's something that we can definitely help you out with. Typically, we just need a quote for the equipment and then a one-page application. Now, in terms of other capital, I know you had mentioned the medical expenses. Was there anything else that you were looking to get funding for?
Well, we could probably use some for some old expense items that we have.
Okay.
And the oil business hasn't been real good in Oklahoma the last 6 months. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've been hearing that. Okay. So, do you have any working capital loans currently?
No.
No. Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Around $250,000, maybe more.
Okay. Okay. And this year, what are you on track to do?
Let me see. Minimum 15 times 12. Minimum maybe 200,000.
Okay. Perfect. And we're how is
a little bit, but...
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And how is your credit and your husband's credit?
Not good.
Not good. Okay. Is
I've
it
been trying to get some auto loans and it's like 600 or 400 and something.
Your credit's
yeah,
for something?
Way, yeah. Huh?
Okay. Your credit is in the 400s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the reason behind that?
Mine's 469.
Okay.
The reason is we have a number of items that we have from in the past, which were big, I think, credit debt that we had, and I'm working with them. I'm paying on them. They just aren't paid yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been able to get caught up, so it's just
the
score stays down.
Yeah, I just put a little crinkle in things.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have any other let me see here. Do you have any other vehicles or
yes, I
equipment,
do. I
equipment
we
or
have, we have some more vehicles. I have a 2015 Buick Encore.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the equipment financing will be difficult to get that done for the $45,000 over a 2 to 5 year period because of the credit score. It's a very credit driven program. The only other program I may be able to do, and it would kind of be a 50-50, is a unsecured working capital loan, but it wouldn't go up to $40,000. It'd probably be about maybe between $10,000 to $20,000. I don't know if that would help you or not, but it would be a short term unsecured loan. So we would give you the cash, and then you could do whatever you want with
right.
it. We have only a
the
couple.
The only thing
go ahead.
Is. I don't want one where there's a daily out because I never know how and when my companies are paying. Right now they're paying like 2 to 3 weeks.
Right.
But, you know, I want to have it so that I have a monthly payment instead of
This particular program with the below 500 would be daily. We do have some that are weekly and monthly, but under 500 it would definitely be daily.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I'm running into because I don't want that daily.
Yeah. We're a little bit limited because of the credit.
Right.
And, I mean, I can't promise I can get an approval. I have been able to get approvals under 500.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it might be like a 50-50 chance. I don't want to promise you anything, but I have seen it before. But that's what you would be looking at, a very short term, probably 6 months, maybe, and probably 10 to 20,000, I would think maybe in that range.
Yeah. Well, anything would help, really, at this point.
Okay. Do you want me to email you what I need to issue an approval?
That would be fine.
Okay. What is a good email address for you?
Okay, it is all small letters, and it is Ralston, R-A-U-L-S-T-O-N, at P-L-D-I, like Paul Lyon David Igloo .net.
P-L-D-I, okay, .net?
.net.
Okay.
And where will this come from? Because I'm having a problem with my server putting things in spam mail.
Oh, okay. So it'll come from Nicole at Bank of Cardiff.
And is that in United States?
Yes. Yeah.
It
there's
is.
Okay.
A. I was just curious because it had the English crown on it, and I was like, huh?
Yeah. This particular office, which is our headquarters, is in San Diego, and there's a town within San Diego called Cardiff. So we're located pretty close to there. But the owners, one of the owners has a relationship with, you know, Cardiff as well. So there's a dual, you know, meaning there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, we're definitely here. A lot of times people ask us that.
Okay.
So what I can do is I will email you what I need, and we'll look at 6 months business bank statements. Have you completed a 2015 tax return?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do you have 2014?
Tax man is working on it.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What are you needing?
Oh, the 2014 tax return? Just the first page showing the annual revenue. Do you know if you have that?
I don't have that yet. I don't have that. He's sending it to me in the mail, so I don't have it yet.
For 2014?
Right.
Oh, okay. Would you have that soon, or what is the time frame on that?
Next week sometime.
Next week, okay. We can see if we can do it without. Now, are the bank statements, say, for the past 3 months, have those had a positive ending balance?
Positive ending, except for the most part, except for last month. And the reason there was one whole week of negativity is because I had my husband down in Oklahoma City at the OU Medical Center in the hospital, and I was not able to come home. Had I been home, I would have been able to deposit that item, and it would have been okay.
Yeah.
But I came home on a Saturday, which was July 30th, and I deposited it on a Saturday, but it did not show up on my bank statement until they credited it on August 1st, which was on a Monday.
Right.
Because that even though you take it in, so therefore it shows that the last week in July was negative.
Okay. So
I have had some negative time, and that is because the timing of when I've gotten my company check.
Yeah, I understand. So what we would want, and I'll include this in the emails, what you would want to see that the month to date now is positive. So you can either do a printout of what you have today, you know, for the rest of the month, or you can wait till the month ends and do the whole month of August. Either way.
I have to date.
Okay. So that's what we would ask for, just to show the account is now positive.
Okay.
I have that. Yeah. And I'll include that in the email.
Okay.
Because we'll look at 6 months of your business bank statements. Okay. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And then I should hear back. Once I get that, I should hear back within a day.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can go from there.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Perfect. And I just want to verify the email was paullarrydavidi.net.
Right.
Ralston at P. Okay, perfect. Dot net. Okay, perfect. All right, well, I will send this out. You should be getting in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Well, my contact info will be in the email. If you come up with any questions, you can call me or email me back.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jean. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.